ואין סימן פדלת, אימותה לקרויס במלכת. מלכת חודש שלרוחת סובוי, המלכת חודש פאפסה ומייחדת for the masmanet for a base melchit, but it, as yet they did not, no one washed in the melchit. Mutter likreis boy, so one is permitted to lay in krishma, and a base melchit is a easier halacha than a base hakise. A base hakise we paskin hazmona milsei. And if they were Mazmin, they're mocking for a Beis HaKise, so that alone is Mo'us to daven in such a place. But a Beis HaMelchitz, the Etzem Zach of a Beis HaMelchitz, does not become Nesa through Hazmoneh. That is, if there was only Hazmoneh, Ubi Yoshon. But what if there was Hazmoneh and it was used once for a Beis HaMelchitz? So now there were three rooms in the Beis HaMelchitz. There was a Bayis Achitzein, the outer room. There was a Bayis Hemtsoi, a middle room. And there was the Bayis HaPnimi, the inner room. Now, the Bayis Achitzein, in the outer room, Shekol Ha'imdim Shom Levushim. Whoever was in the outer room was dressed. So in the outer room, one is permitted to lay in krishma, to say brochas. That is in the outer room. Ube'emtsoi shektas ha'imdim sham levushim uktas arumen. Now let us just explain what happened in the middle room. In the middle room, that means as follows. They left the outer clothing in the outer room. They were dressed, covered with a chaluk, like a type of a gown. And with that, they went into the middle room. So in the middle room, they were wearing a chaluk. All the outer clothing was in the outer room. Now, in the middle room, they went from the middle room into the Beis HaPnimi, which was the Melchit. So before they entered the Beis HaMelchitz, they took off the chaluk. So other people there were arumim. There were other people that came back from the Melchitz and they put on the chaluk. That means this room, this middle room, was designated for a dual purpose. Others put on the chaluk they had taken off, and others took off the cholak that when they entered from the other room. So b'emtsoi shektas ha'imdim sham levushim uktas arumim. So this room has certain halachas. Yesh sheila sholem. One is permitted to give sholem to someone. Avoloi krishma utfila, but to say krishma utfila abroche is also. Umuta hago, muta laharir sham bedivrei teire, and hiru bedivrei teire is muta. Uba pnimi, and what is with the inner room, shekulam oimdim sham arumim, everyone is orum in the inner room. Afilu sheila shalom osa. Ba'osa lana is omein beveis ha-melchatz. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah to get the clarification of these halachas. Shaloi rochatzu. Melchatz chodosh. Shaloi rochatzu boy. They never washed themselves there. Afilu pam echot. Di rochatzu. If they had washed themselves, there was a rechitza there, suhav leke melchitz yoshem v'chodinov, ma'achadahoye boy hazmona ma'iseh. So that's why it's, with hazmona alone, it does not become osa. Muta likreis, v'av, so hazmona does not create dinei isa on the base of melchitz, even though it creates Dinei Issa on the Beis HaKisei. The Bebavagav, the Beis HaKisei, Kaimelo, Leelsim, and Pei Gimel. also idei hazmona ba'alme, shani beisakisei de mois tvei, so that they were kairam, the mokim, Hashem beisakisei, they were masmenit for a beisakisei, that is mois tvei, and therefore it is also to say a double shebekdusha in the beisakisei. Uktas agumim. Yesh aimrim. So the Mechaba speaks about the matzah of each room. The cheder amtzoi, there were others that were undressed, others that were partially dressed. And the yesh aimrim, the filu im achshav kulam levushim, even though now everyone is dressed in this room, Aisha'in Sham Odom Klal, or there's no one in the room, Mikol Mokim, even the Habayis Miyuchid, Liyo Yisboi Arumim Ulevushim Ktas, but that is the Tafkid, the purpose of this room, that in this room there are Arumim and Levushim, Din Melchat Olam, so that is the din, that this din, that Sheila Sholem is Mutter, and Krishna is also, so this Aloche is derived, because this is a room that is Ktas Arumim Ktas Levushim, such a room which is Miyuchid for Arumim or Levushim, has such a Aloche, that what? That you're not allowed to learn Krishma in that room. Din Melchit Zolob. So these are Machmirim. V'yesh Mekilim Bozer. The Machmirim is a Bachan Aprisha, and the Mekilim is a Beis Yosef, and Ilei Rabbe. Others are Mekil. Ule Divrayim. So according to the Mekilim hold that not the shimush of the room asas, that this room is oimed for ktas arumim ktas lavushim. No, they hold that the metzias of the room asas, I mean, this is a room of ktas arumim ktas lavushim. Such a room is not a proper room to learn krishma, to make a broche. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh. Ule divrayen. So according to them, that means not the what the room is oimed for creates the surim, but what the room now is being mished, and that's the shimush of the room at the present time. A room that there is now ktas arumim, ktas levushim, such a room, chazal asad, to make a brocha, to learn krishma, ule divraya. So according to the Mikilim, Becheder Shedo Shom Habalot. Now in the Beis HaMelchus, they used to have a room that the Balon, the one who took care of the Beis HaMelchus, he lived in that room. Uvnei Odom Oimdim Shom Gam Kein Arumim. But Lamaise, this room was also used as a Beis HaMetzoi. But Al Kapanim, according to the second day, Shori Loima Dibrei Teire Vekiddush Shetvila Bein Shemadim. But this Balon alone, even though when this man the Melchitz is functioning, so when the Melchitz is functioning, so this the Arumim and Levushim in this room, it is also. But when these people leave, and now it is, there's no one there, so this Balon can make brochas and then and say Kiddush and fill it. Fine. So now, so we have here a Machloikis, Achmirim and Mekilim, and these are 2 days, and the Mishnah Bura is not Machria. Just brings down a Machloikis, so others hold that since the room is miyuchid for such a matzav of of a rumim and levushim, so such a room is also a bekrishma. Another thought that it depends on the metzias. If now, the present time, there's a rumim and levushim, then it's also. But if no one is there, it's mutter. Okay. That is the vachosonyim base and mtsoi. Avo base apnimi. The inner room of a melchit, shekulam oimdim sham arumim v'roichetzin sham. Everyone is there arumim, and the roichetz there also. Perhaps he's moisim that the roichetz, because we'll see the rechitza alone brings about that there's hevel in the room. This hevel is the steam and zuimah. So the inner room, who must say, this is Zicha Mois, who will cool our Medina, Kebesa, Kise. So everything is also. But there's a there, but also a fellow ancient modem. Fine. So that we got these three Chadorim. But fellow Hoysay, Dalke, Shoysay, Hamelchet, Lichet, Boirak, Bimoysa, Hamel. Afilu, in this base of Melchis, only in the summer day it was used, it functioned as a base of Melchis. V'mei ha-chayrev u-soga, mikom bokim gam oz kodine Melchis soro, v'loi nekar adayim shmoy mimeno. That means, if it got a shame base of Melchis already, it was a arzman and it was, and v'mei ha-chayrev they used it for a Melchis, so even though in the winter, this whole binyan is closed, but it's irrelevant. It's a beis hamelchus, and it's also a beis hamelchus. A yoshin is also, even though now it's not being used. Leineka adayin shmoy mimen. Ach, im osu shinui maise begufoy. But if a maise was done to change the function of this melchit, Pigoin. Sha'okru sham tanuroi, that seems the tanur that was used to heat up the water. So they did a pool that made that it can't function anymore as a base of melchit. Vasu base dira. Now they made it into a base dira. So then, with a shinui maise, you can change the status of this room. Is then mutaloy laniach bepischei mezuzah olavoy chaleh? Like this, a base a melchit is potter from a mezuzah. But if they don't want to change now the status of this room, it's talking with a maise. They made that it can't function anymore as a base hamelchit. So then the din is, so it becomes a base hamelchit. Then mutaloy laniach bepischei mezuzah. Then you can put on the pesach mezuzah lemoichole. The likrois lispalo shom. V'chein adin linyim base hakisei. That means if you want to change now, this room was once a base hakisei. Now you'll take out the toilet, and also there'll be a shinui maise to make that this room should not function anymore as a beis hakisei. So then halachically becomes a beis hakisei. Avoloi. So now we're speaking about the beis emtsoi of a beis hamelchit. The beis emtsoi of a beis hamelchit, so the characteristics of this cheder is that we mentioned before, people used to enter the Beis HaMelchitz and they went into the Beis HaChitzim, the outer room. They took off all their clothing besides the choluk that they were wearing, the gown that they were wearing that covered them. They went into the middle room. They took off the choluk and they went into the Cheder HaPnimi and into the Beis HaMelchitz. After they came back, they put on the choluk in this middle room. So this room was designated There were people that were arumim, people were babuloboshim. And this room is a halacha that Asher L'Sholem is muta, but Krishma is also. V'chein, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, kol ha-brochas, not only Krishma, all brochas are also. The divrei Torah also shom. Umashme midivrei hatat. Now, it's a very interesting task. Okay, he brings a rai from Hilchot Tefillin. He brings a rai from Hilchot Tefillin. So let's just say a minute what the loch is by Hilchot Tefillin. Hilchot Tefillin, it also speaks about a beis hamelchit. So there it says something very interesting. If someone was wearing tefillin before he entered the beis hamelchit, he's still permitted to wear them in the cheder hamtoi. This room that is miktsas arumim, miktsas mavushim, he's allowed to wear the tefillin. But to put on tefillin in the beis hamtoi, this is awesome. So we see this base emtsoi, legabi tefillin gufe, there's a difference. If he's wearing it already, you can continue wearing it. If to put on tefillin, you're not permitted to put on tefillin. Fine. We'll come to the end, and we'll see. So that's the halacha by tefillin. So the Taz says, amur dekalacha. So, just like we say by tefillin, if you're wearing it, it's one din, you now have to put on. So he said something very interesting. That it says, avoloi krishma tefillin means you shouldn't say krishma tefillin there. That's like putting on tefillin. He says, but what if I said it already? Was I yaitse b'diavid? So he says, that's equivalent, like I was wearing tefillin, and I don't have to take it off. So he says, here's the same alochet. If lamaisa I said a brochet, or I said krishma, b'diyavad am yaitza. This is a chiddush of the Taz. That's how he learned pshat. Like krishma, lechatchil, you're not allowed to say krishma there. Just like you're not allowed to put on tefillin. But b'diyavad, if you said krishma, you'll be yaitza. So now with this, we'll see merdeka halachas. Mashma v'divrei atav. The b'diyavad in birach shom ein echoiz ha-mavorach, v'chein b'krishma ein echoiz ha-mavorach. Av im hoya nimtzu shom oz odom orim, b'bayis ha-mtzoi. If someone, we had the base ha-mtzoi is speaking about, it says that we have here two pshatim. The first pshat is that the beis hamitzoi is speaking about that there are anoshim arumim, and that's when it's also. But when there are anoshim arumim, it says you shouldn't learn krishma, but we'll derive from that if you did learn krishma, David, you'll be yaitze. So therefore, the Taz says, Avi moyo nimtza. Sham oz odom orim b'bayis emtsoi. Ach, so my man was also, if he said a broche in this base emtsoi, which is not a proper place to make a broche, just like it's not a proper place to put on tefillin there, but if you're wearing tefillin, you don't have to take them off, so if you made the broche already, b'diyavid you will yaitz. So therefore, so he says, b'diyavid you'll be yaitz if I made a broche. Ach, that means, but it will only be mutter if there are a rumim in this room, but they are not opposite him. If he can't say a brochet, that means we're just speaking about the room mitzad atzmai. A room that in this room there is a rumim elavushim, that room is not a proper room to make brochet. But when he's making the brach, that we say, b'di'evad, it's good. So the person that's orim, can't be in front of him. If he's in front of him, so then forget about the roof. You're not allowed to make a brocha connected le'ir b'chayim v'stoma. So that is also. So he says, now what the Taz says, it's mutter. Now what the Taz says, it's mutter. That shot is that there wasn't a person standing in front of him. Or there was a person, but he turned around. He turned around to make a brocha. So memela then b'diyavet uviyaitu. Di lavochi, chayit v'karim itam shekor neged erva. Fine. Uleinyim beis ha-tvilo. Now we're going to talk about, before we're talking about a beis ha-melchit, now we'll talk about a beis ha-tvilo. A beis ha-tvilo, which we are speaking about now, is speaking about a room that there's a mikveh in the room. There's a room, and there's a mikveh in the room where people toivel themselves in the mikveh. And the bar we're speaking about a cold mikveh, not speaking about a hot mikveh, speaking about a cold mikveh. So now, the whole shayla, so let's speak about this room. This room, there are, so people take off the clothing, they go into the mikveh, they go out, they put on the clothing. This was a beis ha-tvila. So this beis ha-tvila is a beis ha-mtsoi. This is a beis ha-mtsoi. There are people that are dressed, there are people that are undressed. The whole room, let's, before we get into the mikveh, but the whole room is a room that there are people dressed and people undressed as a beis ha-mtsoi. So we have now a brocha. Don't make a brocha there, but the other brocha will have. Now these are our guidelines. Linya beis ha-tvila, masri katas, the chol dinai ki beis ha-mtsoi shel melchot. So this is a beis ha-mtsoi, the other people dressed, other people undressed. V'ein levorech shom shom brocha, so you shouldn't make a brocha. That's what we have here. The mechaba, you don't say krishma, tefila, you don't make a brocha. Rak birchas ha-tefila, the birchas ha-tefila, shehi echrochi shom, k'diyavet ichshuva. So now he says, if I assume that if a brocha was made, b'diyavet it helps, and we'll see in the beis ha-tvila, it's very difficult. With a brocha, I can't make the brocha outside of the beis ha-tvila. So I have a problem. The brocha has to be made in the beis ha-tvila. So this is, I don't have an eitzah, so this is a locha b'diyevet. So he says the birchas ha-tvila is permitted to be made in the beis ha-tvila. The cheshbon is because the beis ha-tvila mitzad atzma is a beis ha-mtsoi. Others are dressed, others are not dressed. So one is not permitted to make a brocha, but the birchas ha-tvila, which the only eitzah that it could be made, is to be made in this room. So memela, so this brocha you're allowed to make. B'diyeh b'diyeh chesuvah. So let's go. So if he say this, the brocha could be made. What? Or noshim, my tefillah is noshim. Oh, you're very good by a ger also. Very good. So now first he's talking about a man, Takis. He is speaking about the certification by a gerus. B'chozim avorach einenu orim. He is not an orim. V'gam, because if he's an orim, he can't make a broche. He said, v'gam shlo yamoid neged arumim beis ha-broche. Does also mitam ervim loishek v'ponne v'guvim mehem. So that is by very, very good by a gerus. V'uadin b'chozim a woman who makes a brocha. So memele, so the vial, the Taz says, so this room will designate this room as a Beis HaMitzoy, and a Beis HaMitzoy, the halacha is, lechatchila, you should make a bracha, but with the yevid it helps, just like by tefillin. You're not allowed to put on tefillin, but you're allowed to continue wearing tefillin. So in this, I don't have another eight, so where to make a bracha, so that's considered with the yevid. So therefore, a person who has to make birchas atvila is to make it in this base atvila, in this room. We have a room and a mikveh. This is a base atvila. So the Baal can make it in the room. Now you have to make sure that there's no one on Kenegdai. Fine. That's what he said so far. The Baal was talking about the cold mikveh. The Baal was talking about the cold mikveh. One, the nafkamina will be by a hot mikveh. Now, could we get it in of a base of melchitz that there's steam and zuam over there? So there's a new problem over here. Base of melchitz says this also. The zuam. Let me just mention this above. It's negeya soon. The Rabbeinu Manoyach brings on a Ike de Amri. Ike de Amri says that Ike de Amri says in a Beis HaTvila you cannot make a broche. So from the Beis HaMelchit you can make a broche. So Rabbi Menoich says, I don't understand you. A Beis Amelchitz, there's Zuam there. So there's another Cheshbon. In Grad, others say Pshat in the basin. So it is also some Zuma because they come in from the Hat Melchitz. They come in. So the Zuma also there. So the Zuma plus the people. He says, but a base at Vila, it's a cold mikveh. So what should be the problem? Well, talk upon it was a problem of Zuma by a base Amelchitz. And we'll see about here. So the Baal, so the Taz says, listen, you have a problem. Well, he's talking about the cold mikveh. So he says, so the whole problem, so he says, since he was machadish, the b'tieva, the bracha will help. And here the sole eitzah is to make the bracha in this room, so to make the bracha. והוא עדין בכל זה באי שם וברכס מבייס התפילה. ובפרי מגודם כוסף, דיוסר טויב, שתבור במים. That means, the מים is a separate rishus. It's a different rishus. So let her make the broche in the mikvim. ותאם, דשום במוקם המים יויסה מסתבר ואין אינך שכבייסה מצוי של מלכת. That means this is a different rishus. That means they're in the water. So they're covered with the water. So it's called that the erva is mechusa. So it's better than a base emtsoi which there are mamish arumim. Here she's covered with the water. We'll see the samamela. So it would be better to make the bracha in the mikveh. So we the task was only going with the yevi, the bracha helps, and we don't have an eitzah with the yevi. So this is, you can do the chatchila. The mikveh is not a beis hamitzoy, because those who are in the mikveh, they're covered with the mayim. So forget. So she should make the mikveh not in the beis hatvila. She should make the bracha in the mikveh. Fine. And the mikveh itself. Yeah, a little swollen, but it's called a kisui. It's called a kisui. It's not called a bosem begula. It's called a kisui. If you look at it, but a kaponim, it's not called elva begula. It's not. If you look at it, then there's an issa. But if you don't look at it, it's muta. Now, yeah. So this is a prima godem. So make the broch in the mikveh. Uposhet. The gam shom tzricha beis ha-broch al-ahar-sar-panei ha-vaguvim in-oshin ha-arum is-oidim shom beis ha-tvila. But Al Kapon, she's in the mikveh, so the mikveh is not a base on soy, but she looks at this women that are alumnis outside of the mikveh, and she's going to look at them, but then there's a some of this can I get down there. Fine. Adam Olam, Ein Lavoy Shom Brocha Cheres, Ludas Amachmirim Lerbe Beis Amtsoy. So according to the Taz gave a base atvile, a locha of a Beis Amtsoy. So we have the locha, so, but he said, okay, but the Bichas atvile, we don't have an answer, that's the evidence, it's good. But all other brochas, we have a mechabi, not a lot to make all other brochas. That comes out according to the Taz. Yes. Ludas machmin alel bebeis emtsoy. Now we hear, we thought of a machloikis, if there's no one there now, if it's permitted or not permitted. So those who are machmafil, no one is there now, so be also. The Magen Avraham says the base emtsoi, besides the fact that the Machaber speaks about mitzvos arum and mitzvos levushim, the base emtsoi has some zuama from the people who come in from the base pnimi into the base emtsoi. So there's zuama, there's steam, there's so Mamela, that's also, it's not like the base pnimi, but it's a factor. So the Magen Avraham says, you can't compare a base atvile to a base amtsoi, because base amtsoi has no zuama. No, I mean, in the melchit, it has zuama, but base atvile has no zuama. See, you have to make other brachas. The Magen Avraham says that the base of tefillah, he make all brachas there. There's nothing wrong with the mokim. The chain kosav the birka yosef. So we have here al kaponim. So far we glean from the Taz of Magen Avraham that a base of tefillah, the worst opinion is that there's a din of a base amtsoi, and b'diyeved a brocha will patter, and the bichas hatvile is considered b'diyeved, and that's the Taz. And the Magen Avraham says no, a base amtsoi is another factor why a base amtsoi is also because there's zuma there, and a cold mikveh there's no zuma, there's nothing, so no problem. It's make all brochas there. Vehine, the mikveh sheshoivchim bo mayim chana. But what is if you have already a hot mikveh? Yesh loima, the yesh bo havlo. So then we lost our whole heter of beisem tzoi. This became now beis pnimi, this hevel. In Mikol Mokim, Evshalay Medeim Bozum of Havla Kol Kach B'Melchet. Could be it's not similar to a Melchet, so he doesn't know. That means we'll come soon, Lemaise. So he doesn't know. This is a Sofag of the Prima Godem. Could be, even though they have a Hatmikle, but you can't compare it to the base of Melchet. So we don't have zuama so much, so the mele could be its mutter. Now, v'hani mikvoi so'imdim b'melchitz gufayu. But now he speaks another scenario. What if I have a room, and in this room there's a melchitz, where people wash themselves, the melchitz, what Chazal spoke about, and there was havlo there, I mean, a real base of melchitz, and there's a mikveh there also. They wash themselves and they go into the mikveh. So he says, so now we lost all our heterim, Because if in this room there's a Beis HaMelechus also, and a Beis HaMelechus is not to make any bracha, the mikvah is in the same room. So Memele, the Hevel, and the Zulma, from the mikvah, from the Beis HaMelechus, goes into the mikvah also. Pani mikvah is only the Bemelechus Kufayi, but במלחץ ועד היוסל ושם ביחס התפילה. ואפילו במים צורכים, even though the mime is at the מלחץ, but it's in the same room, יש לו אם אהב לו את המלחץ, נופי שבמים נמי יוסל. יהיה במלחץ and it's in the same room. Okay. Now, the issue he brings down, he brings down, Rav Shmuel Wozner said, he brings down a prima godem, she melchetz, she einay mezuim, muta levorech boy, that al kaponim, the whole Israel of a melchetz was, the melchetz was mezuim, it was very steamy and very, very mezuim, then that's this Israel. So he says, "B'merchetzoy shalonu." The means that children say, "Our merchetzoy, she'ain the mezumai, she'is the merchetzkal." He says, "Our." Baruch Hakol Adonai Melech Yom Shakir Niyapit Bolei. Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, V'yirei Nefoshos Rabbeis V'Chesed Oinam, Kol Ma Shebor Lachis Bet Nefesh Kol Choy, Baruchei Oyamim. So now, he brings down that our Botei Mechetzois, that even there's a hot one, it's not more Mizuim than a cold melchitz. He brings from a churish eye, so then this problem, that means bismanenos, he says bismanenos, somehow we're more sophisticated, how they heated up their mechitzois, come out, there was always mezuim, but our mechitzois are pretty clean. So Shmuel Wozner says, to be seimach on that lahokul, he wouldn't, but only you could be saying the bichas tefillah. You could be saying on that. So memela. So this last case, if you have in the room, there's a bathtub and a mikveh and everything is in the room. So on that we can be saying that the isha. So here we have a sofa giving us a beisam. The mikveh is in the same room and the beisam melchitz. Then we're over dates. She can make a bracha because the hevel. The Beis HaMelechus will goes into the mikvah also. So he says, so by Al Kaponim, so we can be Saimach on the Taz, that Al Kaponim, for the Tzicha Asvore, that our Beis Melchetzois are not as chomo as their Beis Melchetzois. So mainly he says, Lutzech Bichas HaTfil, she's allowed to make the bracha. That is the okay. Yeah.